I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the wake of Haiti's quake this week, Mission Aviation Fellowship reports their hangar and fleet of three airplanes are undamaged and ready for use. Non-Haitian staff are safe. However, President of MAF John Boyd says one Haitian staff member is feared dead and two others are missing. He goes on to say their team is ready to serve.
With a devastation as large as this one, opens doors of opportunity to witness and to reach out with the practical love, obviously, and then share the love of Christ when we have the opportunities.
MAF evacuated all non-essential staff, but left four members behind to help coordinate relief efforts. Funding is needed. Next, HCJB Global's rapid response team is in Haiti helping the survivors affected by Tuesday's quake. Wayne Peterson, president of HCJB Global, says,
to bring healthcare relief, we're bringing a surgeon and an anesthesiologist and nurses along to help minister to the people that are hurting.
Peterson says this is essential to their role as Christians.
So if we're truly followers of Jesus, we will not only verbally declare the love of God, we will physically demonstrate it with a heart of compassion for people that are hurting.
And three suspects in the drive-by shooting that killed six Coptic Christians in southern Egypt have turned themselves in. The killings took place as people were leaving a Christmas Eve mass on January 6. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering condolences to the community. They're also broadcasting these messages on their Sat7 Arabic channel. The ministry continues to urge viewers to be agents of peace and hope. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.